This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Board of Education has approved a new five-year strategic plan, and it envisions more students learning a second language. My colleague Sarah Karp reports after today's vote, Cecilia Acevedo said she would love for her kids to really learn Spanish.
I think that would be really enriching, not only for themselves and future opportunities, but I think also just connecting kids to their culture.
Her children currently get Spanish instruction sporadically. Other parents said their kids get no exposure to a second language. Everybody agreed the challenge for the cash-strapped district will be to implement this plan, which includes a lot of lofty goals. Alderperson Walter Burnett has been confirmed to lead the Chicago City Council Zoning Committee. That powerful committee has been without a permanent chair for 10 months. Burnett represents parts of the West Loop and the Illinois Medical District, and those areas have seen major developments in recent years. And the Chicago City Council today has approved an $11.6 million settlement for a man named Anthony Jakes. Jake spent two decades in prison after detectives under the disgraced late Commander John Burge beat a false confession out of him in a 1991 murder case. Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor wants to help residents who cannot afford their property tax bills. She's leading an effort to create a property tax relief fund.
If you fall behind, you have fees and fines that start to run like a taxi meter. So all of a sudden you look and you think, I have to leave.
The county says low-income seniors are especially struggling, and Gaynor tells WBEZ the county would use about $15 million from interest fees people pay when they are late on paying their property tax bills. She acknowledges the idea is a short-term fix, but says the need is urgent, and commissioners still need to vote on creating that fund. Illinois House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch says it is too early to say what lawmakers might do during the fall veto session in Springfield.
We're so laser focused on November 5th. Anybody here talking about veto session yet?
The two-week session allows lawmakers to address pressing legislative needs or consider the governor's vetoes. But there were no vetoes this year, and legislative ideas like money for Chicago's budget troubles and support for a new stadium for the White Sox probably won't get much traction. Welch recently toured the proposed stadium site with some other lawmakers.
It was a beautiful baseball field with a great view. But again, that doesn't change the conversation about who pays for it.
The veto session begins November 12th. And Cook County officials are celebrating the one-year anniversary of the passage of the Pretrial Fairness Act. My colleague Michael Puente reports the act took money out of the equation when deciding who gets jailed and who gets released pre-trial. Illinois became the first state in the nation to do away with cash bond when lawmakers passed that act in 2021. Outside the Cook County Courthouse this morning at 26th and California, County Board President Tony Preckwinkle lauded the act.
A decade ago, our county had the largest single-site jail in the country. And it was filled with people held on low-level charges because they couldn't afford bail.
Some crimes that do involve guns or domestic violence are detainable offenses. Weather, sunny skies and a high in the upper 80s today, but cooler along the lake and then partly cloudy tonight, a low near 60. Sunshine on Thursday, again reaching a high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.